Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure to be with you. And we have a special guest, Michelle Melendez. And before we join Michelle, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And let me ask you a question. With the booby traps that the left left behind for Donald Trump, and the banks are in big trouble. Some people think 1,000 are going to fail before the end of the summer. I think it's possible. They can take your retirement, Dodd-Frank. They can take your bank account. Why would you let that happen when you got an organization like Noble Gold that I've been a customer for 7.5 years, an advertiser for over eight? Why would you let anyone do this to you when you can turn to professionals who will help you overcome this? And I'm going to get ready to do another deal with Noble Gold, and I did my last one 3 weeks ago. I'm a repeat customer, and I've never been happier with an organization. Please don't let them steal from you. We need you guys to be intact. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. I'm helping you here with the financial part to protect your assets. Go to davehodgesgold.com, put in your email, and I'll send you a free information packet. That's davehodgesgold.com, and it will contain Noble Gold's number. And be prepared to close your own deal. I've never closed, excuse me, they've never closed a deal on me. They always say, "Any other questions, Mr. Hodges?" "Okay, anything else I can help you with?" And they kind of leave it to you to close your own deal. You'll never feel any pressure. They're amazing, amazing people. Well, Michelle Melendez, this is her second time on our show, and we're thrilled to have her. She does such good work. And as you know, I extensively covered Maui and Lahaina when it happened. I think Michelle did the seminal work in that area because she's in the islands and she's close to it, and she did a fantastic job covering all the chicanery, all the corruption, and the deadly intent. And all the things that went with it. And now she's back because there's more. Michelle, welcome to the show. So glad to have you back on. And I told you before we came on, I'm in cold Colorado right now in Studio B, freezing my behind off. And I'm looking where you're at. And I'm just thinking, I could be in a tank top and shorts, playing catch with my son, or out on the golf course. I'm envious. But anyway, congratulations for your good fortune. I just wish I was there getting tan as well. But I'm getting
Mahalo so
outside.
much for having me. Mahalo so much for having me
Exactly.
again.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this story about how the elite will destroy an entire city, area, community is growing, and it's not going to go away, is it?
No. In fact, this is the book I wrote. It's called Great Maui Land Grab. You can get it at greatmauilandgrabbook.com, and you can put truth in the coupon code and you'll get 10% off. It's also on Amazon. But what happened was the LA fire went down and I started looking into that, and I added to the book. This is the third edition now. It
Okay.
went from Great Maui Land Grab with 21 fire anomalies to Great Maui Land Grab with 27 fire anomalies. Now it has 21 LA fire oddities. 21. I couldn't believe it. I kept researching stuff and just kept finding more and more stuff about LA that that people need to know about, especially those people who live there, were attacked, had their homes destroyed, and now are homeless. Americans, we need to understand that we are under attack. They do have direct energy weapons. They do have patents for this, these absolute weapons that they're using against the people. So I just want to say, Dave, your common sense. So thank you so much for helping get the truth out. I mean, if it wasn't for people like you, getting helping get this information out, then it would just stay hidden. So mahalo so much for all you do.
Well, I really appreciate that, but we are all a community of humanity fighting for the betterment of humanity. And I really feel God's on our side. We just need to channel those forces and bring those spiritual forces to bear. But we are on the right side of history. And I've really learned that. And we were talking before we went on the air about there's a calling to this that we get called to do this work. And I want to give credit here, Annie DiRiso. Her husband, Bill Pollack, ex-CIA, ex-Air Force Intel, was my mentor. And he said he saw something in me he thought could do some good for humanity. So he really worked with me and opened up a lot of contacts for me. And his wife became my news director for 6.5 years. And her name is Annie DiRiso. And Annie kept saying to me for about 3 years, when I was embroiled in teaching at a university and being a college basketball coach, "Dave, this is your calling. You need to walk away from this other stuff." And she just hounded me and hounded me. And finally, I just said, "I think you're right." So we get called to do this. And
That's true.
this is an important mission that we're in. But I want to say this to the audience. Michelle's going to give you really good information today in this interview. and you need to share this. And you're saying, well, I can't do a podcast and I'm not interested in writing articles. Okay, you can be a messenger for what you think is the truth. And please share this work far and wide with people. Because if we don't build a coalition behind what Trump is doing and hope Trump expands into some of these areas we're going to cover here, then we run the risk of losing our country after the midterm. So please, please, please share this interview, get Michelle's book, tell other people about it. But Michelle, where are we going to start with this? Because we're under attack from the elite.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me just show you guys. I want to start with let me just show you this one thing we were just talking about, and it's the what send request sharing. Okay. It's the patent for making rain. So making rain, the first thing people need to know about these fires, if the government wanted it out, they could have it out like that. This is a US patent to make it rain, and it was in 1891, you guys. July 16th, 1891 was when this patent was created to make it rain. There was also a thing called Operation Popeye, which Operation Popeye was during World War II, where they were making it rain in the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and the soldiers would call it Operation Mud because they were walking through mud. And so, if they wanted these fires out, they could be out. So, if you're looking at this and you had your home attacked by being destroyed by these wildfires, if they wanted to protect your house, it would have been protected. They want these destroyed. So, let me show you guys.
Before you go to the next one, let me just say
Yeah,
this, because
sure.
this will go out on our podcast too. For it's kind of like Fox News on Sirius XM. Sometimes you can't see what they're presenting, but you know what they're doing from the context of their comments. And so what I want to say here is what Michelle just displayed was the 1891 patent. And by the way, I tried to do a gotcha on Michelle before we went on the air. I said, "Do you know the earliest patent?" And right away, 1891. I go, "Okay, Dave, you're not as smart as you thought."
Actually
And
are.
so, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to present some things here and we'll describe it so you understand it. But I want this out on all forums because this is critical information. Michelle, go ahead with the next one, please.
Yes. And also, my YouTube is Blossom Inner Wellness. I have a lot of information on this for that. But let me show you guys this one. These are the trees that didn't burn. Okay. This is all LA. I have also Paradise, and I have Lahaina. But look at this one. This one was on the news. And Albany. Look at all of these trees. But these homes are turned to white ash. White ash. And the one on the right-hand side, again, the trees are there, but all white ash. And then behind this cop, who's is a pretty much melted out car, the home is gone, but the trees with their leaves are still there. This is all Los Angeles.
How do you
So
explain this? How do you explain the trees there and the cars are
the
gone?
trees are there because I interviewed a 48-year arborist, and I asked the same question. I said, "How does a tree not burn? It's a fire." So he said, "Because this is not a regular fire. The chemistry of the fire doesn't recognize the organic material. So the actual chemistry of the fire is a microwave frequency. And what happens when you put a chicken breast into a microwave? It doesn't burn. It heats up. But what happens if you put metal into a microwave? It starts to spark. And so, in fact, let me show you guys the patent for I believe, the direct energy weapons that was responsible for this.
Okay.
And excuse me while I find it, because there's so much. Oh, I do want to show you this too. Let me go back to this one. Share screen. Here we go. So let me show you guys this one here. This is on the left is okay, the LA fire, and then that's the Maui. These are the trees one more time, but I wanted to show you this one. Paradise 2018. Look at that. All the trees are still there. Look at Tubbs 2017. That's also California.
Wow.
See how the trees are dried. They're dried out because it's the heat, but it's not burning the trees. The arborist even said for Lahaina. No, I'm sorry. For California, there was these eucalyptus leaves. He said, "Michelle, you could take w wet green eucalyptus leaves and a lighter and light them on fire." He said, "Those are the most flammable leaves." And he said he's been to over 100 different locations of different fires that have had these similar attacks, and he says that the trees are still there. That's one reason why he got involved, because when these fires started happening, he started looking at all of the pictures going, why are the trees still there? So here is, I believe this is the patent for this direct energy weapons that was used. Microwave transmission using laser generated plasma beam waveguide.
Yeah.
I want to talk about why things don't, that are blue, that don't burn. But this is a direct energy beam system, uses an ultra fast laser system, such as a one using a titanium sapphire infrared laser. But what color is sapphire? It's blue. So here's the thing with Lahaina, and I've shared this before, but I want to show the ones in LA as well. This blue ticket was literally just the top part of it was sticking out of the white ash. Eric West of Hawaii Real Estate goes over, picks up the paper, white ash is falling on this piece of paper, and it's completely intact. The only part that's a little bit singed is in blue. Then he finds these blue t-shirts. I think there was about six of them, all intact, no holes, no burn marks. Then the blue umbrellas, no holes. This is a friend of mine in Lahaina. Her stove, the glass is melted out, the racks are warped, but inside, I'm just going to make it larger for you, is beautiful royal blue color inside. And so why, what happens, this is the research I've done, is that the sapphire, which is blue from the microwave direct energy weapon laser, is the same wavelength and frequency as the color blue. So blue doesn't absorb the energy and burn. It actually repels it because it's the same wavelength and the same frequency as the color blue, the sapphire.
So
So let me.
you're saying that like repels like.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. If it was a red crystal, it would have done the same thing with red. Here's the blue things in LA. First, you got the VW bus, which this is the, a lot of people have seen. The one on the right is from John. Oh, he was married to Roseanne Barr. I can't remember his last name, but this was his home, gone. Okay, this mansion is turned into white ash, but we got a blue trash can outside. Now this one's really interesting. This car is a Mazda Miata. Okay, this car is a Mazda Miata. These were across the street from each other, you guys. They were across the street. One of them is destroyed completely. An engine block. The engine block is gone. All of the glass is melted out. But the exact same car, color blue, on the other side of the street is completely intact. You could literally drive away, and also the blue trash can. So
Yeah.
this was in LA.
I want to mention this for the people just audio. What I'm looking at here are two identical vehicles, as Michelle just said, in close proximity, and one is burned out, incredible. And also some of the parts of the car, and I know this from what Eric West found out in Lahaina, is that some of the parts that melted are it takes more temperature to melt them than a regular wildfire.
Absolutely.
They have to be artificial weapons to get the temperature that hot to melt some of the metal alloys connected to the car. Eric West taught me that when I was talking to him, and then he sent me some photos. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're looking at here is anything that is blue is immune to being burned because like repels like, and it's blue. So maybe you want to put some blue on your roof for what could be coming to your neighborhood. Okay, Michelle, sorry, I just wanted to
Yeah,
make sure
no,
that we understood
I
that.
love that you said that too, because I did have a picture at one point of people in China with blue houses, and people in Brazil with painting their houses blue. I mean, it's definitely something to think about. This one is really interesting. This is LA. The hydrant. How does a fire hydrant get on fire? It's like it could be the water. It could be the water, because the arborist was saying that the trees that burned were the ones that held the most water. In LA, the harbor, the water was on fire in the harbor. Like, how does water get on fire? But here we have a fire hydrant that's on fire. Okay, how does that happen? And then also the aloe rims that melted out and literally like melted like a stream. Like that just doesn't happen in regular wildfires. And in fact, I've been trying to find regular pictures of regular wildfires, and it's really hard to find them now. You can't find regular pictures of regular wildfires, but I do want to show you guys, because I do have a picture of a fire that happened here in on the Big Island, so people can kind of go, okay, well, what does a regular fire look like? And let me see if I can find it really fast for you,
I think if I
because
remember right, isn't it like wildfires burn about 2,400 degrees? Is that right?
no, it's actually 1400,
1,400, okay.
and then the fires that melt glass is 2400.
2,400. And then
Yeah, here it
some of
is.
the alloy burns at even a higher temperature that's on the cars. So
Yes. Yep.
Eric thought that we were looking at least at 2,800 degrees or th over 3,000.
Yeah. With this type of fire, with this type of fire that turns the things to white ash, that's super, super hot. Because this is a regular fire, you guys. This was a building that burned down the street from me. Just the top part. It didn't turn to white ash. Look at this. It's still intact. It's and the glass is still there. I'll make it bigger. But you can see the glass here. It's broken, but it's not melted. And then you have black soot. Everything's black because this is a normal fire, not white ash. So that is that's a regular fire. Didn't totally destroy the whole building and turn everything to white ash. That's not normal. When you have a regular fire, you have refrigerators that are still there. You have stoves. You have toilets that are still there. But these special fires now are destroying everything to white ash. So what's the
Well,
deal
there's
with that?
history too. There's Paradise, there's Lahaina, and there's LA. And I mean, we have a whole cycle now of this to show that this is not normal in terms of the burning. People remember when Michelle said 1,400 degrees and stuff's being melted, that it takes sometimes twice that heat to melt.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much more in my book, but let me show you guys this picture, which I was on a podcast with a guy in Texas. And am I doing a screen share? Yeah, screen share here. And I said, you got to see this. So this is Maui on the left, and this is Texas on the right. And this, look at these charred animals. Okay, again, organic material doesn't burn in these special fires now, in these directed energy weapon fires and these attacks on us. This dog is a running position. I talked to a firefighter and he said animals don't run in a fire. They hunker down. They go and hide under something and they hunker down and try to protect themselves. But this dog was in the middle of the road. He looks like he's running, and you can still see his ears, his paw pads, his nose. You can see his fur. That doesn't happen. In a regular fire, this dog would be a skeleton. He would be burned from the outside in. Look at this cow, this bull. I mean, how in the world does it turn to ash like this? Just charred. Like, this is impossible. Impossible. And you can even see the little hairs on his head, and his ears are still there. How in the world is that even possible? So I do want to do a warning because I am going to show something a little bit more graphic. First, I'll show this one. This is the one in Maui. This was in Maui. This corn rolls in the hair. This is all in my book, you guys. But what's really strange about this one is the ground. Look at the feet. Something was up with the ground, with being even hotter, because it destroyed the feet. Even in this victim up here, the feet are gone. So something happened with in the ground, and then the you can still see the outlines of her fingers or his fingers. I mean, how is that possible? In a regular fire, the skin would be melted, it would be gone. You would just have a skeleton. This is a toad that was my friend found in the Lahaina burn zone. He snuck it out and brought it back to Big Island, and we did a video on it. And the toad's completely hollowed out. But on the outside, you can hold it. It's very tender,
How does
but
that
not.
happen? Like, do you have an explanation how we've
Yeah.
burned from the inside out here?
Yeah, because it's the water. It's the water that burns and it doesn't recognize the organic material. So
And
the organic material stays there.
in LA and also in Lahaina, the water burned.
That's right. That's
Yep,
right.
I get it. I
And
get it.
then
I get it.
also, maybe I somebody was also saying that it looked like Pompeii. And I think it's because it's so hot that the water melts and something happens with the rest of the body. And this is a warning. This next picture is very graphic, and sad. This man runs out of his house without pants on. On the left-hand side is normal. Look at his body. But on the right-hand side, his right hand floating off of the ground. And there's a line that goes right through his body. This is Lahaina. How is this possible? If he's burned, then and if it's just the right side, then his right side would just be burning. You would have a skeleton. You're not going to have his hand floating off of the ground. That's a direct energy weapon, you guys. That's not a normal thing.
Do you think he was individually targeted, or was it a general attack and he was
I
in the
don't
wrong
know.
place?
I've been told that there was also a line where animals were running and they would hit this line and then they would be killed. And I don't know, because I do know a friend of mine from National Security has a friend of hers contacted her, and he said he was asked to go to Lahaina to do body recovery. He had to sign a non-disclosure, and he was pulling bodies out of the water that were in a frozen swimming position. So something is going on that's it's killing people instantaneously, and they're stuck in whatever position that they are when they die.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I have something to add to this. Going back to Eric West, there were pictures that I saw along the main road, but there was an upscale neighborhood with a wall, and the wall was rectangular on three sides and open to the street. And you had burn marks on the wall, but didn't penetrate into the property. And on the exterior on the street, there were burned out automobiles entirely. And remember, do you remember those pictures? And so to me, fires don't burn at right angles. And this is what we saw in Eric West photos and videos. This is what got him fired. This is what he told me. He got fired from his real estate job for revealing this. This was a directed, individualized attack because it turned at right angles. In other words, it was targeting the cars that were on the road. That's what I'm
Yeah,
saying.
it absolutely was.
Did you see those pictures?
See, this is a picture. The pictures on the front and the back cover, those are from Eric. A lot of his pictures are in the book, but with his permission. And we wouldn't have any of this information if it wasn't for him. So,
He was
mahalo so much to Eric West
a
of Hawaii
hero
Real
upon
Estate.
a hero. Exactly. He is a hero. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. And this and what's happening in Lahaina, obviously, I mean, the book's called What Caused the Maui Fire and Is Your Home Next, and what who's next was LA. These are set to be smart cities, and they are the poster children for the smart cities. And then who gains from these smart cities? Renewable energy companies and electric companies. That's where it all comes down to. And then who owns the renewable energy companies and electric companies? The biggest stakeholders, the elite bankers. But let me show you guys this too. And Dave, how much time do we have?
We are sitting. We got enough time.
Okay, good. So who gains? Largest renewable energy company, Iberdrola. Qatar Investment is the largest investment company for that, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Qatar in a second. But BlackRock is the second largest investment company. Then GE, Vernova, Vanguard, and BlackRock, largest stakeholders. NextEra Energy, Vanguard, and BlackRock. And the reason why I wanted to share about Qatar is because Qatar is a country that sits right next to Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia has what's called the line. And this is a renewable 15-minute, all renewable energy. They want to create a 21 square mile facility that's going to house 9 million people with no roads, no cars, zero emissions, and people's health and well-being, because we always know they care so much about our health, will be prioritized, which means over transportation and infrastructure, which means rules, regulations, fines. I mean, total lockdown,
Social
total
credit,
lockdown.
yeah, social credit, and so on.
This is what they want for all of us, is these smart cities. Surveillance, monitoring,
But
analysis, reporting
before you go
technology.
further away from BlackRock, I want to make one point here. I'm so glad you exposed this because I found the same thing. But there's one thing I wanted to mention. BlackRock surrounded this whole deal in Maui, and here's what I mean: the real estate companies and the developers coming in to prevent people from returning to their properties. And they're going to turn it into this 15-minute city. BlackRock is deeply involved in that. But also Hawaii Electric, that improperly got the blame for this.
That's correct.
They didn't do anything wrong to cause Lahaina to burn down. They didn't cause the sirens not to go off. They didn't block the exits. They didn't deprive Lahaina of water to fight the fires. Okay. But who's the major asset manager for Hawaii Electric that took the fall?
BlackRock.
BlackRock, exactly. And I wanted to make that point before we go on.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely 100% correct. In fact, the electricity was turned off in the morning. It was turned off when the first fire happened.
Exactly.
The fire department did a whole report and st basically said that, oh, the fire was caused by this one fire in the morning that was then rekindled. It has nothing of significance in it, but there was actually a 911 call to I'm sorry, not 911. There was the police that called the electric company, and that was recorded. And they asked, please make sure that the electricity is off in Lahaina. This was in the afternoon, and they said, oh yeah, it's off. It's been off since the morning. So, but here's the thing too, Dave, that's really interesting is that the PG&E, which is also owned by BlackRock, and North Carolina Electric, it's owned by BlackRock as well as the water. But PG&E has spent has been is sued for being the cause of many, many fires in California. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars in fines, and they've even pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Nobody's gone to jail, and they spent all these millions of dollars. And here's what you got to think about: this conglomerate, this monopoly, this huge company is not going to spend millions of dollars unless they have something coming back to them at
Exactly.
a later time. So
Paradise
why aren't
Fire is PG&E, right? For the
exactly.
criminally
That's right.
negligent homicide, right?
That's right. That one, yes. That's the second. That's in the book as well, with understanding that.
Okay.
The other thing that's also in the book is about the smart meters, because let me show you guys.
Yeah, I've heard this too from
I'll
podcasts.
share with you guys around this. This is up here. This is the LA part that I added. Oh, let me get to the other one actually. But recently, LA fires. There it is. So what people need to understand about these smart meters is that they've been known to cause fires. This guy who worked for, he was a meter reader for 9.5 years for PG&E. He was illegally fired because he started to blow the whistle on these smart meters catching fire. He said if somebody doesn't pay their bill and the smart meter turns off, he goes, when it turns back on, it can catch fire. So this was a home where the smart meter is, and there's the fire captain who I interviewed about Lahaina. He actually had a picture of a smart meter totally melted out. That's in the book. But this is PG&E pleaded guilty to causing fires in 85 counts, including involuntary manslaughter in the Paradise Campfire. They paid over $100 million in fines. So when you're looking at this, they also had in LA, they had 52,000 homes in Los Angeles that had these smart meters. And I remember seeing a TikTok video that just had these, it was like these little lights, which were the fire. It was all these, and it just looked like dot, 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 dot. That's not how a fire burns. A fire is like a line. It's like a line. That's a fire. But these little dot, dot, dots are all these houses that are on fire without their trees being on fire. And I can't help but wonder, and I actually believe very strongly that these smart meters have something to a point to play
Paul Preston
in these
says that
fires.
the dot dot you're describing with the periodic explosions without a line of fire, he said those are the smart meters exploding when they get exposed to the severe heat.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. Yeah, and then so many things like the mayor being out of town, which we talked about right before. There was warnings about the potential danger for Los Angeles the day before she left, and she actually campaigned. If in her campaign for mayor, she actually said she would not leave the country. She'd go from L.A. To D.C. and back, maybe to New York or San Francisco, but she wouldn't leave the country. She went to Ghana for a presidential inauguration. And then after the fire, which she was told about an hour and a half later, she's seen taking pictures at the inauguration. So she wasn't in a hurry to get back. So that was just like Lahaina. Lahaina had not only the fire chief out of town who didn't even know about the fire, the state representative Ellie Cochran, who was born in Lahaina, was in the fire. She called him in the afternoon. It was after 3 o'clock, and she said, do we need to evacuate? Do we need to evacuate? And he goes, why? She goes, because there's a fire. He goes, what fire? This is the fire captain of Lahaina being called by the state representative asking if they needed to evacuate. So he goes, let me call you back. So a couple minutes later, he calls her back and says, "Yes, evacuate," because no warning, nothing. So he's out of town. The manager for the Maui Emergency Center on Oahu out of town. So all these people, that are supposed to be there to support this these disasters, completely out of town. And what? The mayor of LA come out of town, not in a rush to get back.
Do you remember the explanation in Maui by the emergency director why they didn't turn on the sirens? We were afraid that people would run uphill thinking it was a tsunami and run into the fire and get burned up. I mean, was Lahaina a town of retards? I mean, I mean, you'd have to be to believe this story. It was just so ridiculous. James O'Keefe, as I told you in our pre-air discussion, aired a conversation with the LA mayor about her planning to be out of town and that she could get back if something happened. And and thank you, James O'Keefe, for doing that. This was contrived. She knew it. She didn't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Just like the Maui officials, she was gone and they knew what was going to happen. And this mass murder.
Absolutely, mass murder. 100% attack on the American people, on American soil, and murder of not just adults, but of children. Because in Lahaina, we had over, in fact, let me show you guys this. We had over 3,001 children that were enrolled in the Lahaina Luna School District before the fire. And then after the fire, this was, thank God my friend screenshotted this because you
It's gone
cannot
now. It's
find this.
gone from Hawaii Records now, isn't it?
It's gone. It's
Yeah.
gone. He screenshot it. This is Bodhi, a friend of mine on Oahu. Thank you, Bodhi. Enrollment of the Lahaina Luna School complex. The 3,001 enrolled prior to the fire. Then after, 538 children re-enrolled in the public school, but 438 went to private, and 2,025 children didn't re-enroll in public or private. So where are they? Where did they go? I know.
Better trafficked.
I know I and I've
Better
heard
trafficked.
the thing about the school buses and the only there's my book has over 200 sources and I only put in stuff that I could absolutely verify, but I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. But I wanted because what's great about the book Great Maui Land Grab is that it has who owns America. It has the climate change, the 15 minute cities, the smart cities, understanding what carbon is, why they need us to believe in climate change. You guys, they need us to believe in climate change to bring about their solution, which is these renewable energy cities and renewable energy renewable energy cities. They need us to believe in climate change because then they're going to come and save us. But when John Coleman, who was the first weatherman on Good Morning America in the 1970s, who was the founder of the Weather Channel, the founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman, he's been on CNN, he's been sharing there's no weather danger. When the in fact, let me show you guys this. There was over 1,900 signatures now in the for scientists from around the world that are signing a world declaration that's saying that there's no climate danger. There, and let me show you. I'll show you guys this so you guys can see it for yourselves. But let me pull it up here. There's no climate danger. Okay, screenshot here, and. Silly. I'll put it up this way. World Climate Declaration. You can just click on that and comes up. And this is World Climate Declaration. All signatures. These are from you have to be a credentialed scientist to sign this. 1,977 signatories. Global Climate Intelligent Group. There's no climate emergency. You guys, you have to be a credentialed scientist to sign this thing. And it says to believe the outcome of a climate model is to believe what the model makers have put in. This is precisely the problem of today's climate discussion, to which climate models are central. Climate science has degenerated into a discussion based on beliefs, not on sound critical science. Should not we free ourselves from the naive belief in immature climate models? Models. And then you have all the signatures. So you have here's the signatures from Argentina, 103 from Australia. You scroll down, I think there's like last time I checked, there was 444 from the US, the 10 from Austria, 39 from Belgium. I mean, it goes on and on. And then down here, when you get to 148 from Canada, and then like I was saying in the US, last time I checked, it was 444, which is actually a really good number, but Okay, it's not
You know,
moving
there's
anywhere
something that
now.
actually preempted this too, as we look at this long list, people, if you're listening by audio, of scientists that have said there's nothing to climate change. But back in 2008, emails were hacked from East Anglia University to Penn State, and they went like this. These were the climate change central researchers at the time. And they said, what would happen if the public found out that the Earth is actually cooled and not heated up? And this is when they were calling climate change global warming. So then they had to shut everything down. Nobody was fired. Nobody was prosecuted for fraud and misuse of government money. And then they reopened and they said, well, no, it's no longer global warming. It's climate change. So if it's too hot, it's climate change. If there's a rainstorm, it's climate change. If it snows, it's climate change. So they did a 24/7 excuse coming out of that fraud. They have had fraud since the beginning. And even before that, they had the meeting in Japan, Kyoto, I think it was. And they had a 7-day meeting. They partied on sake for 7 days. And on the last day, they said, gee, we should come away with something. And they voted, not science, they voted if climate change was man-made. Voted. That's not the way science works.
No.
It's not
Yeah.
consensus, it's research.
Yeah, I love their quote. We have to work at the speed of science. Okay, that doesn't even make any sense. But here, I love what you just said, Dave, and you are completely correct. This is a 50-year meteorologist, climatologist, Professor David Dilley, and he's talking about the Milankovitch cycle and that the Earth is cooling because it's going away from the sun. It was closer to the sun 8,000 years ago, and now it's moving away. And then this one right here, the National Library of Medicine talks about the temperature, and this is about modern grand solar minimum will lead to terrestrial, which is Earth, cooling. So you got two experts, one being a 50-year meteor. This guy's resume is like so long. He was a meteorologist for the U.S. Navy. He just has so much credentials, and he's talking about, and you guys can go find this at standtogetherhawaii.com. I do a lot of things that are happening here in Hawaii, but this is a video you can find, and it'll literally show you. In fact, I know right where it's at, so I'll show you guys myself. It's because it's right here. But this is what he's talking about, that the earth, here's the earth, and it goes in an elliptical, and it was closer to the sun 8,000 years ago. In 2022, it was right here. So it's roughly right around here somewhere, cooling, going away from the sun. And this is true science. This guy is amazing, Dr.
Yeah.
David Dilley.
So if we were to encapsulate all this proof, okay, or lack of proof, we're at demonstrating the lack of proof and proof of what really is. If we were to encapsulate this, we would say they're inventing climate change as an excuse to create 15-minute cities, and the ends justifies the means because they're willing to commit mass murder in communities like Lahaina and also in LA to get what they want with the 15-minute cities so they can make money on the renewable energy. Is that about right?
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. And this is what they've been doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years, because I truly feel that this is a satanic Jesuit Zionist cult that is running the world.
Music
And I,
binders. Yep.
yeah, it's, and you know, I do believe that we will have a divine intervention. We need one. We absolutely do, because these guys have infiltrated for so long, and they're absolutely evil. There's no heart in them. They do not care about murdering and burning children alive. These people, there's no word that you could even say that talks about the amount of evil that is in these people.
It is. And I remember when I spoke at Hear the Watchman conference several years ago, and Pastor Paul Begley, who I really respect, was there. And I was talking about we're really dealing with the descendants of the fallen angels, with their intermarriage between earth women and the angels that were cast out of heaven in the Great Rebellion that failed. And Paul said, Dave, that's the hot topic in eschatology right now. And then we were at Hear the Watchman again last year. And Paul said, Dave, that's mainstream, and I'm doing a conference and I want you to speak at it. And this is really what a lot of our religious leaders are concluding, because Genesis 6, verse 4 says, and they were there afterwards. Who's they? The Nephilim. Who are they? The fallen angels that intermarried with earth women. And afterward, after what? The flood. They survived the flood with their DNA. And a lot of us think that work in this business, that these evil ones are behind the global movement to try to destroy national sovereignty, depopulate, and enslave what's left of humanity.
Couldn't say it any better than that. That's all of that's true. The best thing the devil did was to have people believe he doesn't exist. He very much does exist on this planet, 100%.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Scott McKay, that's who it was. And we were talking, and we were just like, what kind of world would we be in if we didn't have these satanic demons? Because this world is magical. Like it's just so wonderful to, to be here and to listen to the birds in the morning on the Big Island. But this world, there's something we don't understand about our own human bodies. This frequency around me, this empty space, this isn't empty. This is a frequency field that we walk through all the time. Like fish swim through water, they don't know that there's water. We don't know we were walking through frequency, and this picks up our energy. This is why they need us afraid, because when we are afraid and in fear, they have power over us, and we are moving toward the solution of getting out of fear. When we're in love and we're in peace and we're in our own power, we manifest what we desire, and that is what they do not want, because they know if enough of us get together and we are fully in the frequency of love and seeing this world as a peaceful, harmonious place, we will bring that. So at the end of all my podcasts, I always do a prayer, because it's a frequency. And to bring about feeling the frequency of all these demons being bound by the frequency of light and love, not able to do any more harm, and then feeling the frequency of what it would be like if all people knew that they mattered, if all people were safe, if our children were safe, if everybody had enough to eat, and we just lived life in joy and peace, what would that feel like? And just by holding that frequency, it goes into the field, which connects to everything, and that brings it about. And the more of us that do that, that's why one of the first things I tell people, well, what can we do, Michelle? I said, the first thing you can do is clean up your own relationships in your life and find peace and love in your life first, and let that emanate out into the world, and get off the television, because it's designed to make you afraid of life, of living your life, and of being in connection with other people.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think we go from the spiritual to the practical. Let's go into the Trump administration just for a second. And you're saying, what? Well, this is really related. So, ladies and gentlemen, the audience, bear with me here just for a second. DOGE has caught the previous administration funding infiltrators into the alternative media. Now, Sarah Westall, who is a frequent guest on my show, a good friend of mine, and Michelle knows her very well. In fact, actually, Sarah introduced Michelle to me, and I'm glad she did. But here's what Sarah and I did shows on last year. We talked about infiltrators in the media, and we said, here's one of the ways that you can tell who they are. If there's a range of bad things that can happen, they go to the extreme range to induce the fear. And then, number two, they never give you solutions. And Michelle just gave you solutions, people. She said, get right with yourself and in your relationship. Okay, get right with God, and there's a solution. So you know she's not an infiltrator. They want to leave us in extreme fear, these infiltrators, with no hope to get out. So we end up with a condition psychologists call learned helplessness, where we just don't fight in our own defense. And we just say there's nothing we can do. And so you are so on the money. And this is where the spiritual meets the practical. And we funded this through US aid. And this has now come out. We have infiltrators. Michelle, I'll share. I don't want to get into public disputes because I think it distracts us from our message. But if you ever want to know who they are, I'll be happy to tell you who Sarah and I know they are. In fact, on this syndication group that I'm a board member on, we had this discussion yesterday. And I'll tell you, we were about 100% in agreement on who these people are. Folks, if you never hear solutions from someone, you need to tune them out and go to someone who's trying to help humanity. And
Absolutely.
yeah, you're one of those people, Michelle, who are trying to help humanity. You really are.
Thank you.
And you're a bulldog and you're not giving up. Hey,
No.
I've been reinstated on YouTube for next week. I'm not that excited. And Michelle, tell people what just happened to you on YouTube. We need to expose this crap.
Yeah, I just got a strike and I can't post anything for a week. I had an interviewed Jason of Americans in Action, who are helping people to get out of the enslavement system, which is the birth certificate, the straw man, all of it, helping people understand the court system and how it's just a racket. And then the only thing he said on my in the interview was how they helped businesses stay open during the pandemic. And he did mention a little bit about masks, but we didn't go into COVID. We didn't even mention COVID. We didn't mention the vaccine, just that part, which was maybe a minute, 30 seconds, 60 seconds long, and it was over an hour interview, and that gave me a strike. I can't post for a week. I'm on probation now for 90 days, and that just happened yesterday. I woke up to that this morning. I was shocked. I was like, wow. We didn't mention COVID. We didn't have the main trigger words at all in it, and most of it wasn't even about that masks
Well,
thing.
as I said to you prior to our interview, Anthony Fauci came out early in the COVID so-called crisis and said, D "Don't waste your money on masks. They're not going to work, and you don't need them." And then he went to that before we were all done. You need to wear two masks or three masks.
That's right.
It's so ridiculous. And I told Michelle in her appeal she ought to get a tape of Fauci, the King Lord God of COVID, and tell everyone, "Hey, look, YouTube, this is what this clown was saying. So why can't we talk about masks?" But there's no logic with YouTube. At least you got due process. And here's what I mean by that. In November of 2023, we were on the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and I was calling for the CIA to release their files. I said, "You were told, mandated by Congress, to release that information in 2017." And I said, "The only reason that you wouldn't release it because you have nothing to prove, because these people are all dead who were part of this, okay, or covered it up. They're all dead. So unless you're doing the same thing, or your agency was complicit in the murder of a president, this is the only reason you wouldn't release this." Now, I got banned, and they didn't tell me why, but that was the only topic I was covering when I got banned, so it had to be it. And I was told you're probably flagged by the CIA, and they shut you down, and they put an AI block on me. And so what's absolutely phenomenal here is look at the discussion today. Okay, this is coming out about Kennedy. That's coming out about Kennedy. Now you can talk about it. But 15 months ago, no, you get banned without even, I didn't even have a strike. That's the amazing thing. I never had a strike on YouTube. And then I wake up one day and my channel's gone and I can't find it. It said, "You're guilty of harassment and cyberbullying." What, the CIA? Who could wipe me out in the night with a directed energy weapon? I mean, come on, give me a break. I'm a threat to the CIA. So that's the joke of what we're doing here. Do you think?
And the other thing too is when I was doing my book and I was doing the interviews, the interview with the arborist, a 48-year arborist, had 500,000 views, and my channel was starting to grow. And then all of a sudden, it stopped growing. I had like in a year, I had like two to four new subscribers in a year, and I was constantly putting out information about Lahaina. So if anybody does want to find me, you can find me at Blossom Inner Wellness, Blossom and then Inner, INNER Wellness, because I've been a fitness trainer for 30 years. And you can go, it's on YouTube, but it's also on Rumble. So I'm going to start growing my Rumble channel for Blossom Inner Wellness. But that's what started my journey, because I was a fitness trainer for 30 years when COVID happened. It got me for 1 week. 1 week, I put the mask on and I put the hand sanitizer. And then I remember going through Costco going, this mask doesn't help against a virus. That's like a chain link fence against a mosquito. It's impossible. And then people don't understand, but hand sanitizer is actually poison for your gut, for your good bacteria. Your body has bad and good bacteria. More than your cells. So you have 100 and you have about 50 to 100 trillion cells, and you have about 10 times more bacteria. Your body needs b good bacteria to protect you from, you don't want to kill it. So just don't use a hand sanitizer, use regular soap. So that's when I started looking more into it. That's when I started speaking out against COVID. We went to the police station. I told them, I said, this mask doesn't help against a virus. This is about control.
I
The
hear you.
officer told me, we know this is just the regular flu.
We know that. Michelle, I need to hold just for a second
Oh,
here,
sorry,
okay?
go.
Yeah, there was so much medical misinformation. I gave the 15-day, I went on my channel, I said, "Okay, let's go along with the 15 days to flatten the curve." And about the third day, I said, "It's 3 days to flatten the common sense." I said, "I'm done with this crap." And I said, "Stop obeying, defy." And then I was advised, if you want to keep your YouTube channel, you better shut up. So I did it in other areas. But I tried to get people to say, stand up and defy this nonsense. How can the box stores be safer than a regular business? And they were allowed
Essential and
to.
non-essential. That's discrimination.
Yeah, well, essential was mean that they support the Democratic cause, these box stores. They're involved in DEI and all this other nonsense. So we'll let them stay open. And you could sell the same products. You could practice social distancing, wearing masks, but you can't stay open unless you're Nancy Pelosi, you want to get your hair done, or you're the governor of California, you want to go to your favorite French restaurant. You can do that, but no one else could. I just, we can never allow this to happen again, ever.
Absolutely.
We need to be
Absolutely.
in complete defiance of the authorities if they ever do it. We're not going to need to worry about it for a while, but I will tell you where I think a danger point is for our country. If we don't give Trump an absolute public mandate and scare the hell out of these politicians and make sure that we win the midterms coming up where the Democrats are going to cheat like crazy, they will get the majority in both houses. They'll impeach Trump. It'll be the end of MAGA and the persecution will start. That's my
Oh,
belief.
and it'll all come down on us. Their revenge will be on the people. I'm looking at the bird flu, and our eggs are our prices are so bad here,
Oh, I
and
know.
now the bird flu, and they're and the constant fear that they're pushing toward it. People, I need to understand their human body. See, here's the thing: is your human body is amazing. It's an amazing thing. When you get a sniffle or a fever or a cough, that is your body trying to get rid of a toxin. The virus is Latin for toxin. So what you want to do is you want to have activated charcoal in your medicine cabinet. The first thing I go toward when I get sick is activated charcoal, ivermectin, parasite cleanse, because all of that causes those symptoms, which are the fever and the sniffles and all of that. So it's detoxing. You want to support your body by detoxing all of his medication and the shot and everything like that. That's something of man-made, but God created your body. It is literally knows exactly what you need. This is why when you get sick, your body's trying to get rid of the toxin through the fever or the sniffles or the coughing, and support it through detoxing, not through all these medications.
No, you're okay. See, this is how you know this person is for real, ladies and gentlemen, because how many solution suggestions have you heard in the course of this program? Now, I wanted to mention this too. We did show some photos that if you're in our audio series only, like our podcast or our radio show, you didn't get to see. Now, I think we adequately described them so you got the idea of where we're going. But if you want to see them, simply go to our Rumble channel or the commonsenseshow.com and we'll post it. And I want to encourage everyone to sign up for our newsletter because over 50,000 strong are getting a compilation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours, and this will be on it. So you want to do that at thecommonsenseshow.com. Michelle, you've got a podcast too, and I want to give it some attention here because I think people need to be paying attention to what you're doing. So how do people listen to your podcast? And do you cover anything else besides Lahaina, LA, and so
Oh
forth?
yeah. I cover a lot of things. Well, a lot of things about freedom. Like again, I have the Americans in Action team on board. Many, many interviews with them. Understanding the enslavement, because you could, we became enslaved basically after the Civil War. So during the Civil War, the bankers funded both the North and South side of the United States. And then after the Civil War, the US was bankrupt. So what they do, they collateralized and they gave the United States to the banking elite families, created the US corporation, corporatized everything. Then in the 1930s, they corporatized people through the birth certificate. And so I teach people about that, and also about remedies of how to get out of the system in different ways, as well as also understanding your body, understanding your immune system, understanding the frequency. My first book, which is a four-time award winner, that's End Dieting Hell, How to Find Peace in Your Body and Release the Weight. That's all about trauma. Because when I was a weight loss expert, I was like helping people lose weight. And I was like, wait, why are they gaining it back? What's going on here? And then I started studying the emotional conditions of the body and realized it's emotional conditioning, that the person who struggles with weight is actually conditioned to the frequency, the emotion of their body of struggling. They don't know who they'd be if they lived in a body that they love. So that's why they sabotage over and over again. So I teach people about that. And you can always go to
Fascinating.
Rumble right now, and it's Blossom Inner Wellness, Blossom, and then
Okay.
Inner Inner Wellness. That's
We
right now
are flat
I'm
out of
at.
time. Show your book.
Oh, yeah, Great
Okay, show
Maui
your
Land
book one more
Grab.
time. Yeah, Maui
You can get
Land.
it at greatmauilandgrabbook.com. Put truth in the coupon code, you get 10% off. And you can also, I have different options to share it, and you can get some discounts that way too.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. We're going to have you back on to talk about the health aspect and the frequencies and the emotions because that's up my alley as a former psychologist. I really want to know more about this. So I want to thank you so much for joining us and I'll be in touch because we have some other things to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us and it's always a pleasure to have you and I hope you appreciate the great interview we did here. Not me, this person, Michelle Melendez. She's worth listening to. Thanks, Michelle.
Mahalo and aloha, everyone.
Oh, same to you.